You're listening to SBS News.
It's been anything but a smooth ride for the Matildas. After a first-up loss to Italy, wins against Brazil and Jamaica steered Australia into Sunday morning's round of 16 match against Norway. The Scandinavians are ranked 6 places below Australia at 12th in the world. But while much attention is focused on the Matildas' shaky defence, Norway can boast a defence which has conceded 2 goals less than Australia on its way to the last 16. However, the fact that players such as Emily Gielnick, Tomika Yallop and Chloe Lagazzo have all played in the Norwegian domestic league means Australia knows exactly what it will be facing on Sunday in Nice.
Yeah, most definitely. I think, Chloe and I especially, we've played against some of those players and Tomika has been in the team with some of those players. So, you know, it's a little bit of an advantage knowing that we know them and know their style of play. And hopefully we can help out the coaching staff in some regards to that. But at the end of the day, it's just going to be the team who wants it more, I think.
After Thursday night's match against Bangladesh, Australia will only have 3 games of the Cricket World Cup remaining before the semi-finals get underway. Scoring runs hasn't been a problem for coach Justin Langer's side, but keeping opponents to low totals hasn't been as easy. Every opponent has scored at least 200 runs against them, and that's meant the likes of Mitchell Stark and Pat Cummings have had to be flexible. Langer says whether they've got the new ball in their hands or they're bowling in the middle overs, they've been an asset on more than one occasion.
Wherever they've had to bowl, they've helped with the other two, helped just pull us out of, you know, pretty tight situations actually. Against Pakistan, we're getting the better of us at one point. We changed it around there in the middle overs. Sri Lanka were none for 97 off 10 overs. So we had to pull back. And that's what I've been pleased about, the way our boys are keep fighting, pulling back, winning from all sorts of positions. That's a sign of a good team.
The next opponent for Australia after Bangladesh will be a huge clash against England at Lord's on Tuesday evening. On Sunday afternoon, Queensland's rugby league team will look to clinch this year's State of Origin series against New South Wales in Perth. Queensland coach Kevin Walters says the chance to win back the Origin title from New South Wales has filled his squad with excitement.
I think it's a great opportunity for everyone involved in the game, particularly this Queensland team, to make a statement here in Perth. We haven't been here that long, but already you can feel the energy in the place, you know, with the excitement around Origin 1. No, we're very excited to be here and looking forward to what will be another great game for our guys.
New South Wales, on the other hand, has been dealing with a large number of changes made to the side after the disappointment of losing the opening Origin match in Brisbane. In all, coach Brad Fittler made 7 changes to the side, with only 2 of those due to injuries. But while the dropping of Latrell Mitchell, Josh Morris and Cody Walker in particular has surprised many, Fittler says he's got faith in the men he's drafted in.
Now, blokes like Josh Jackson, Dale Finucane, they're just tireless. They just work so hard and they put their body through so much. And that's once again, that was a really nice phone call to make to Dale and say, you know, you finally made it and you just know where you're going to get from Dale Finucane.
In the AFL this weekend, the Sydney Swans already slim finals hopes go on the line against Hawthorn. The Swans got a morale-boosting win against the West Coast Eagles last weekend and will look to continue the momentum of that win against the Hawks at the SCG on Friday night. Swans ruckman Callum Sinclair will be playing his 100th match and he's hoping his milestone game will result in a win.
From a personal point of view, you want to walk off the ground with some terrific memories and hopefully we can do that with a win. But, I think Hawthorn are in the same boat. They want to build some quality momentum going to their second half of the year, so it's going to be exciting for us. Yeah.
In other sporting action this weekend, the build-up to Wimbledon continues, with Australia's recently crowned French Open champion Ashley Barty in action at the event in Birmingham. There's also the Queen's Club tournament in London, while in Germany, many of the world's best players, including Roger Federer, will be in action at the Halle Open. And finally, in Super Rugby, the finals get underway on Friday evening in New Zealand, when the Crusaders and Highlanders go head-to-head in the first quarter-final. Attention then turns to Argentina on Saturday morning when the Jaguares welcome the Chiefs of New Zealand. On Sunday afternoon, it's back to New Zealand for the showdown between the Wellington Hurricanes and the Auckland Blues. Then it's the turn of the only Australian team to make the finals, the ACT Brumbies. They'll take on the Sharks from South Africa from 7:30 p.m. on Saturday evening. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.